Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? Oh my, what a wonderful Lord's Day we had here. We are gearing up for our big dinner day next Sunday. But boy, the Lord sure met with us yesterday, and we had a marvelous, marvelous Lord's Day together with decisions being made for Christ and just a great spirit throughout the day. And we're getting out the flyers. Hope you got a flyer. If you haven't, we can get you one. There's 10,000 of them we're getting out. It's on their Facebook page, and it's on Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, and there's an event there. You can go there and sign up. Just let us know you're coming. And help us prepare for a great, great turkey dinner Sunday coming up next Sunday, November 16th. And so RSVP if you can, just call the church office at 614-875-2190. And just say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and there's six of us coming, and we want to have a ticket for the dinner. And you come at 10:30 for the gospel service, and then around a quarter of 12 or so, we go out and we eat the meal together. And we're going to give away 10 frozen turkeys that you can take home, maybe make for your Thanksgiving, along with some of the extras that go with us and some of the sides and such you can cook up along with your turkey. So hope you can come join us this Sunday, 10:30, for our turkey dinner Sunday. Now, if your Bible's nearby, why don't you go to Mark chapter 5, would you please? Mark chapter 5. And the Bible says this, they came over under the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. Then no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters, and chains had been plucked asunder by him, and his fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus far off, he ran and worshipped him. And he said, what have I to do, with a loud voice, said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, the unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him that he would not send them out away out of the country. But there was nigh under the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And a herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. And they were about 2,000, and they were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and they see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Well, let's stop there for now. Maria cleaned up her own blood from a stairwell in an east side apartment. Maria was not attacked or in an accident. She intentionally cut herself with a razor blade. You'll find out why in a minute. But first you need to know that Maria suffered from a disorder called self-mutilation, which is also known as cutting. Maria says this, people can see my scars, and I'm afraid to tell them about a razor blade because I don't think they understand. So I just tell them they're just scratches, and they're just like a nervous habit. But it's not a nervous habit. It's a serious psychological disorder, and it requires attention and medical attention. Dr. Levenkron says this, self-mutilation is cutting yourself, burning yourself, lacerating your skin, attacking your skin in a variety of ways to perceive the pain and to feel the pain involved, because the pain involved in the blood that is seen distracts people from their emotional pain. We're not talking about people who have healthy, intact relations with people. We're talking about people that feel profoundly lonely and profoundly separate from the rest of the world. Maria is a 30-year-old pre-med student. And she also suffers from an eating disorder called anorexia. It's estimated up to 3 million people, mostly women, are cutters. And therapy's not easy for cutters like Maria. It could take years to help a patient stop cutting themselves. but cutting isn't new. Did you catch that as we read our scripture this morning or today? This man was cutting himself in the Bible. This maniac, as they call him, a demoniac, the one who Jesus healed, felt lonely and I'm sure depressed. He lived in the tombs and he was always going about screaming and cutting himself with stones. That shows the pain that he was in. And I wanted to look at this passage today, not necessarily as a cutter, but as the responses that people gave to what Jesus did to this man. Jesus changed this man's life. And he truly wants to change us. He wants to change me and he wants to change you. Now let's look at those four responses, how people responded to Jesus. Some were appalled. The Bible says in verse 14 that the ones who fed the swine, they went into the city and they told everyone what was done. Their lives were changed. They had no more swine to feed, that's for sure. And they got mad. They got offended. Their income's taken away. They couldn't care less about that poor guy who was just healed of demonic possession. They only cared about themselves. They were simply appalled by the change Jesus brought to their lives. And listen, many people today, the reason they won't receive Christ is because of the changes he may make in their life. We hear it in their rejections. You say, wait a minute, if I become a Christian, I have to give up all my fun. If I become a Christian, what will my family think? If I become a Christian, I'll lose my job. They're such excuses. And it's amazing that they charge Jesus by something they can't see. They think it's ridiculous, it's uneducated, it's foolish, it's childish to trust Jesus Christ, and they're not really happy when other people do. And that's really the attitude of the mainstream media, the politicians, the academic world, and the scientific community. Listen, I wonder what would have happened if these fellows who tended the swine would have believed instead of been appalled. Maybe the Lord would have doubled their herds later, but they only had themselves in mind. No love for others, and certainly no desire to be changed. Remember, love doesn't seek its own. Love does what's best for the other person without thinking of anything in return. So while some were appalled at the thought of Jesus changing their lives, some were afraid. The swineherders head in the town told the people, and the town people came out to see what was going on and find a lunatic and who they couldn't help, and they tried to tame and couldn't. And he's sitting calm, dressed, and talking with Jesus. It scared them. So they were afraid. And now that we're afraid, well, I understand being afraid of the maniac. I don't understand about being afraid of this guy. But, you know, some people today are afraid of Jesus. They're afraid someone with such power would bypass them. They're afraid that someone with such power could unleash his wrath upon them. They're afraid that the change in their life might not hold. They're afraid about a lot of things. You know, there's all kinds of fears, the phobias, and we could name them off, but we don't need to. The famous quote from President Roosevelt is, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." Fear is a very, very destructive force. And the devil knows that. So he tries to strike fear into the hearts of man everywhere. Fear is the opposite of faith. Perfect love casts out fear. And with those, when you put your faith in Christ, you're not in bondage to the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. So they were fearful of Jesus and they wanted to send him away. But Jesus should not be sent away. He should be received. They should have invited him into their lives and experienced a change that he wanted to bring to them. And so you ought to invite Christ into your life and let him change you. It'll always be for the better. It'll never be for the worse. Jesus Christ can change your life. He's the Redeemer. He's the crucified one. He's the resurrected one. So some were appalled, others were afraid, but some were appreciative. The Bible says in verse 18 and 19, when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. Oh, this demoniac, he was appreciative. He had nothing to lose and he just gained everything. And he had nowhere to go, so he wanted to just stay with Jesus. But Jesus had a mission for him. Go home and tell everybody what happened to you. And he did it because he was appreciative. He was glad. He was thrilled. We sing, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, my friend, Jesus offers change. And why would we be silent about the change that Jesus brings into our life? Listen, we're not following Christ for comfort. We're following Christ for change. Too many come to the church for acceptance, but not change. But listen, our lives need to be changed by Jesus Christ. And that means a new heart. And once the new heart comes, there's new habits and new direction and new desires, all created by Christ Jesus. If someone's silent about the change Jesus offers, it just may be it's because they have not experienced the change. Don't take the blessings of God for granted. Jesus' change in our life should be profound. They're life-changing, they're deep, and they're eternal. So let's make sure that we have the right response and we're appreciative of what Jesus has done for us and the change he brings into our lives. And then lastly, some were admiring. They were admiring. Verse 20 says, "And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for them." And notice, "And all men did marvel." When the man told everyone what Jesus had done, they all marveled. It doesn't say they were changed. They admired what happened. They admired this man, and they admired the man who had done it. But in their amazement, they remained unchanged. They didn't come to Jesus. Jesus' famous words to Thomas in the upper room after his resurrection. He said, "Thomas, because you've seen me, you've believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Maybe that would apply to these folks, but they did not believe. They didn't see Christ, but they heard and saw the results. So many in our day and age, they'd rather see than believe. But the Bible says we have to believe before we can see. You can see the results of the wind, and see, you can see the results of Christ, but you have to believe the Savior. You see the results of the wind, you believe in the wind. When you see the results of the Savior, why don't you believe in the Savior? Too many remain unchanged. Let me ask you a question today. Are you changed? Or do you simply admire those who have been changed? You admire the heroes of the faith in the Bible? Don't simply admire them. Trust the Savior that changed them to change you. And trust him today. Your life can be changed upside down from what you used to be, but it'll be set right side up from what you should be. It'll give you a new life. It'll free you from the oppression of fear and loneliness and insecurity that Satan gives. And it's replaced with companionship and courage and confidence in Jesus Christ. For who Jesus sets free, they are free indeed. Will you be free? Will you respond to the change that Jesus Christ offers? Are you appalled by that thought? Are you afraid to come to him and see him change you? Are you willing to give up everything to be changed by him? Or will you simply sit and be amazed that he would do that at all to anyone, but yet you remain unchanged? How will you respond to Jesus Christ? I hope you'll respond with appreciation and you'll receive him as your Savior and allow him to change your life. Well, that's our message for today. Thanks for stopping in and listening to the radio broadcast today. Have a great Monday, everybody. And I'll look forward to being with you, Lord willing, for our broadcast tomorrow. And I think we'll talk a little bit about just what are your plans anyway. All right. Until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.